The U.S. economy rings in 2012. Turns out, we're still making things.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's the morning open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, a look at the caucus economy in Iowa. But first, where's Wall Street? It is a very happy new year for the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.8%, 226 points to 12,444. The NASDAQ up 2.25% to 2664. The S&P 500 up 1.8% to 1281. BP is suing Halliburton for the entire cost of the 2010 Gulf oil spill. That could be more than $40 billion. It's the latest attempt in BP's to share the blame for the country's largest oil spill. Markets were up in Europe and Asia. Manufacturing is the word of the day. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. She joins us live. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Stacey.
Julie, we're getting manufacturing data for December out a little later this morning, and that has been a bright spot in the U.S. economy recently. Will our factories help drive economic growth this year?
This is the one thing that kept us out of the ditch last year. Manufacturing is moving up only because we have our export markets are pretty decent. The emerging markets, China, India, they're all buying our stuff, and this is a real positive. And that's why we're showing positive growth in the United States, even though things like what used to drive the economy, housing construction, continues to be in the ditch and will be again this year.
We did get some manufacturing data out from Europe yesterday, and that fell a little bit, but the market saw it as good news. Why is that?
It was mildly positive. You know, they're still hanging on there. There's a real concern that Europe is continuing to slide back into recession because of the huge debt problems that they have. Everybody is slowing down, and they're implementing austerity. Austerity is a genuine kicker into growth. You simply cannot grow when you have austerity at this point, and that's what they're pulling the plug on.
We also got some manufacturing data out of China yesterday. That was strong. It showed some growth. Is that good for us or is that bad for us?
Well, the key thing is everybody who is growing, nobody's really snatching food off anybody else's table. It helps all of us. You're not beggaring your neighbor. So when you have good economic activity there, that means they can buy more of our stuff. That will stimulate our trade as well. So it's not a negative. It's not a case of where we only have so much rotating around through the world. It's a positive for everybody. So when you see China beginning to pick up again, they will be buying more of our stuff, and that will also help Europe. So it's a positive anywhere you see any kind of growth. It's going to help the global economy.
How important do you see manufacturing being for global economic growth this year?
Well, right now, that's about the only thing you're going to see that's growing. Consumer demand is still in the ditch because people had so much debt, they're still paying down that debt. Job growth is very, very sluggish. In fact, and it's going to stay a very huge problem here in the United States. So we can't count on the consumer. What we can count on are expansions both in terms of government, of industry. That's where the big manufacturing is going to be coming from, transportation. So it's going to be the big boys that move us on ahead. This will not be something where the consumer leads us out of the problems.
Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
Central Time is taking center stage today as the presidential caucus begins in Iowa. This is just a first step, but it does set the tone for the race, both politically and financially. Wayne Moyer teaches political science at Grinnell College. Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Moyer, supporters of the Iowa caucus say one advantage of the caucus is that it gives less wealthy candidates a chance, that they can challenge candidates with deeper pockets because the Iowa race is more about meeting with people, shaking hands, that kind of thing. Is that true?
Yes, I think that it is. The nature of the state is such, with the smaller population and the less need for television advertising, which is very expensive, it does give candidates a chance who don't have quite the resources that others do. Particularly see it with Rick Santorum, who didn't have very much money, who's rising very rapidly in the polls right now. And he spent, I think, something like 100 days in Iowa. And he would not have been able to do that in a larger state. He wouldn't have had the same kind of impact.
Now, Iowa has its own particular economy. It's got quite a low unemployment rate, and it's also a very rural state, and it's been a good few years for farmers. How is Iowa's economy factoring into the race right now?
I don't think that it is making a great deal of difference. I think the people in Iowa are sort of looking at the national situation as much as they're looking at the Iowa situation. I mean, we still have an unemployment rate of 6%, which is still pretty high. I haven't been able to tell how that it's helping candidates or hurting candidates, per se.
Wayne Moyer is a professor of political science at Grinnell College in Iowa. Professor Moyer, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Car makers unveil their new models in Detroit next week. Cadillac hopes to make a strong showing in the luxury category. Different story for Ford's struggling Lincoln brand. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has that story.
Cadillac is well on the road to reinventing itself, at least in the U.S. After the success of its CTS model, Cadillac will unveil the ATS, which aims to compete head-to-head with the Mercedes-Benz C-Class and the BMW 3 Series. Aaron Bragman is with IHS Automotive. He says the ATS is Cadillac's push into the global market.
Look at us. We are a serious competitor for the established German brands, and here's the proof of it.
Still, making Cadillac a global brand won't be easy. It has only a small foothold in China and virtually none in Europe. But Lincoln should have such problems. Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She says Lincoln suffered from Ford's habit of buying other luxury brands.
They own Jaguar, Land Rover, Volvo, Aston Martin. They put money into those brands, transforming them, and Lincoln basically got ignored.
Now Ford is investing $1 billion in Lincoln, and the brand has its own design studio. But executives admit the reinvention of Lincoln could take a decade. I'm Tracy Samilton for Marketplace.
And finally, the price of Powerball tickets is doubling. Now a chance at the multi-million dollar pot will cost $2. On the bright side, the odds are better. Powerball players now have a 1 in 175 million chance of winning. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They spend millions on their campaigns, but believe it or not, GOP presidential hopefuls are getting a real bargain this time around.
We'll have these outside groups promoting specific candidates, and that really becomes an extension of the candidate's campaign.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Why campaigns are flush with cash. For now, that's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.